Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wills strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Will strikes out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Zimmer moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larker hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Will. Larker reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fairley strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rosboro strikes out. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Koufax strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Davis. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Davis steals second. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Larker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Larker strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is hit by the pitch. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Rosboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosboro takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Will moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Davis reaches second base with a double. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Davis scores. Larker moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Wally Moon pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larker scores. Davis scores. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Bob Lillis pinch runs for Wally Moon. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Bob Lillis now playing third base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 0 for 2 in the game. Heist strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0-for-2 in the game. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for George Altman. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Tapp hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Richie Ashburn now playing left field. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larker hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Will takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zimmer bunts towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. Will moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Santo hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Will scores. It's Dodgers, 3, Cubs, 3. Larry Sherry now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Grady Hatton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Al Heist. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Santo scores. Banks moves to third. Hatton moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Howard. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Hatton scores. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Cubs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and has Ashburn trapped. He races towards second and tags Ashburn for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ed Bausch now playing first base. Danny Murphy now playing center field. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Duke Snider pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snider strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.